The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We've identified the shooter as Audrey Hale, a 28-year-old female that lived in the Nashville area.
We have just learned three children are confirmed dead in this. My heart is just hurting right now.
I don't know whether it helps or hurts. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections.
I don't think Republicans should go after one another. We cannot handle four more years of Joe Biden.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
America's heart is hurting. Here we go again with another school shooting, a Christian school in Nashville. The school shooter, it was just revealed moments ago, sent a friend a chilling suicide note minutes before slaughtering three little nine-year-old angels and three wonderful educators. The 28-year-old killer sent a text message to her former middle school basketball teammate on Instagram minutes before the shooting. Said, here's what the shooter wrote. Basically, that post I made on here about you, that was basically a suicide note. I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life. The other person replied, you have so much more life to live. I pray God keeps and covers you. And then the killer responded, I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to upset you or get attention. I just need to die. I wanted to tell you first because you are the most beautiful person I've ever seen and known all my life. And then that monster proceeded to walk into this school, shooting out the glass doors, which, of course, contradicted an early report that once again there was a door left open. There wasn't a door left open. One of the murder victims was a pastor's little daughter, Pastor Scruggs, his nine-year-old angel. You know, sometimes words fail me. I get angry. I get sad. I'm heartsick. I am frustrated at the left's instinctive response, but of course they get frustrated with us. They get mad at us. They mock prayer. A poll came out this week in the Wall Street Journal says more and more Americans are turning away from prayer and faith and patriotism. Here's the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation yesterday. I loved his response because now mocking prayer has become kind of fashionable for the left. Progressives like to mock thoughts and prayers. I saw one post on social media where some imbecile literally said, since the right always sends thoughts and prayers, does this mean that the Christian school kids weren't praying hard enough? Can you believe somebody would post something that awful, that mean-spirited, that ugly, hours after these little children were murdered? So I like what the Tennessee law enforcement officials said about praying, about faith, and about the South.
Again, I want to echo what Chief has said in reference to the great support and the great teamwork that has been taking place here, and as well as sending our heartfelt prayers to the families, to this community of these victims. Now, I know there'll be people who want to criticize us for prayers, but that's the way we do that in the South, right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer, and so our prayers go out to these families.
Wow. Amen. And he's right. I've lived in the South. Things are a little bit different in the South than they are in the North or the Northeast or the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, as I was first getting word of this awful massacre, I tried to tell myself, listen, you got a responsibility when you go on the air tomorrow, try not to politicize this. These families that have to bury their loved ones don't really care about politics this week, and I get it. But I got an email from Diane in Spartanburg, South Carolina, that was spot on. Did you see the way the President of the United States responded? He wanted to address the school shooting hours after it happened, and this is what he said.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
Those were his first words. But then he got down to business after joking about his wife and ice cream and all that nonsense. Then he got down to delivering the message that he wanted to deliver.
And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we begin to make some more progress, but there's more to learn. But I just wanted to send my concern and hearts out to so many parents out there.
Gun control. That's where he goes. And so this wonderful email from Diane in Spartanburg, she wrote, "My dislike of Joe Biden was magnified today when he came up to make remarks concerning the school shooting in Nashville. Instead of words of shock, horror, comfort, and prayers for those involved, he came out with a comedy routine about ice cream before then approximately two or three sentences directed to passing gun control legislation and an assault weapons ban. He is absolutely more disgusting than I even imagined. I was appalled." Well, Diane, you weren't alone. And I think you've pretty much hit the nail on the head. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's Tuesday, March the 28th. We got a lot of breaking news to cover today, a lot of information that we're trying to digest. I hope you join me. I'd love to get your perspective on all of this. 1-800-655-MIKE. Imagine Donald Trump coming out to give a speech after a school shooting and doing a comedy routine about ice cream. That's exactly what President Biden did yesterday. And Diane is right. Millions of us are appalled and disgusted at the tone deafness of this addled 46th president of the United States. And I'm sorry. I refuse to ignore that. I wanted to try to avoid a political response, but I'm sorry. Something this egregious demands a response. I'm not going to hold back. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. We have an open line. I'd like to put your voice front and center. 800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air with us. Press 2 if you'd like to leave a voicemail. Or you could also text us on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-6453. I hope you join us.
Bobby Kennedy Jr. and others expose the harmful health system and Anthony Fauci's role in shaping the AIDS and COVID-19 epidemics. Watch The Real Anthony Fauci now at SalemNow.com. What to say? Can't you
take my breath away?
Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and you pulled your business through the pandemic. Now doing the tough thing could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan and you don't have to pay it back. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at COVIDtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Just visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org, COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike. Apparently, Laura Ingraham did not listen to Trump's speech on Saturday at all and hear all the points he talked about. He had 90 minutes where he was talking about the future of the country. So apparently, she didn't listen, and they never put it on Fox. So how would the people know?
Mike, what you're doing is called loyalty, what these people on the left do not know anything about. God bless you and all that you're doing.
Well, thank you, and God bless you. 10 minutes before the hour, portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. This 2.0 pillow is astounding, and I actually brought it with me to Seattle. I folded it all up. Normally I take my MyPillow roll and go travel pillow because it's smaller and it's easier to get into a suitcase. But I had to have my 2.0. It's got this new cooling fabric. It's a new technology that Mike discovered and found a while ago, and they've been working on it. They've perfected the MyPillow. Now it's MyPillow 2.0. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation. No more hot side of the pillow, cool side of the pillow. The whole pillow stays nice and cool all through the night. Hey, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Still has the four loft levels of the MyPillow, made in the USA. Every inch of it is made in America. It's MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com right now because for a limited time, buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, get the second one absolutely free. They also have the massive blowout sale on the all-season slippers. $25 for these all-season slippers because they've discontinued them. They're normally $149.95. $25. The Giza Dream Sheets, which are smooth and soft and luxurious and comfortable and silky. It's like a five-star hotel, as low as $29.98. All of these great prices, including the buy one, get one free special when you use the promo code MikeG. Don't forget the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. I just saw the picture of the pair of Nashville police officers who took out the killer yesterday, the monster who slaughtered these little angels at Covenant School. They've been identified as Nashville police officer Michael Colazzo and officer Rex Engelbert. They shot and killed the school shooter. When officers arrived, investigators said the killer was shooting at police cars through a window. The two young officers, and man, are they young, they look like kids. The picture of these two officers, I'd love to know their ages. One of them looks like he's about 22 years old. And yet they heroically went in, ran towards the gunfire, and shot and killed the monster, saving who knows how many other lives. And that's how you do it. That's what we need. Imagine what would have happened if there had been an armed security guard on the campus. I noticed that I saw Judge Jeanine say, close the door. They have the door closed. The shooter broke through the glass, shot through the glass, as the surveillance video that's being released. And we've got it featured, if you want to see it, on Salem News Channel as you're watching the show. The surveillance video shows the killer shooting through the glass doors and then walking through the broken doors. FD in Cincinnati, Ohio, wants to address that. Hi, FD. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing a slow burn on it. I've done it before. The police, from my understanding, took 15 minutes to respond, which for a couple hundred dollars would probably been enough time to prevent the perp from entering the building. And for a couple $1,000 per entranceway, it definitely would have. Talking about laminated glass, mm-hmm. you know, for $400 or $500 more per opening, I've been in the business 30 years. With a hammer and a pair of glass gloves, it'd take me 5 to 10 minutes to get into.
Wow. And that, which could be the difference between life and death. They could give the police time
and
to show up.
Miami-Dade County has a specification for hurricane glass. It would have been maybe $2,000 per opening more.
Right.
And it's 9/16 impact.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt, FD, and I appreciate your perspective, and it sounds like you know your stuff. Our schools are soft targets. There's no way around this. And the only way, I just got a text message from South Carolina, a shout out to our school resource officers all throughout South Carolina. Those officers are willing to do anything to protect our kids. See, there are parts of the country where this is very normal. And you know how the guy in Tennessee yesterday said, we pray here in the South? School resource officers are largely a product of the South. There are normal places in America where common sense prevails. And how you don't think an armed school resource officer is essential in today's day and age, that blows my mind. And it's not a politicization of this, it's just common sense. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We've identified the shooter as Audrey Hale, a 28-year-old female that lived in the Nashville area.
We have just learned 3 children are confirmed dead in this. My heart is just hurting right now.
I don't know whether it helps or hurts. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections.
I don't think Republicans should go after one another. We cannot handle 4 more years of Joe Biden.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
After something like a horrific, evil school shooting, it can be debilitating to go onto social media and see the awful takes from people, the evil, vicious responses from people after a massacre like the one that took place at the Christian school in Nashville yesterday. 3 little precious angels, 9-year-old innocent children, 3 educators, One of the children killed was a pastor's daughter. It's just awful to see how mean and vicious and nasty people can be. But then you stumble upon a gem. And I saw this tweet that I wanted to read to you. There's a picture of the pastor, Chad Scruggs, who lost his 9-year-old little girl yesterday. And our listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area know of Pastor Scruggs. He had ties to North Texas before he and his family moved to Nashville. And this post really touched my heart. There's a picture of the pastor with his daughter, Hallie. And the caption says this. This is Pastor Chad Scruggs and his daughter, Hallie Scruggs. Hallie was brutally massacred along with 3 of her classmates at a Christian school in Nashville. This is a spiritual battle. The greatest weapon we have in a spiritual battle is prayer. Take a heartfelt moment today to pray for this mourning Scruggs family and for an end to demonic evil in our country. My heart breaks for this family and for our broken nation. But in times like these, I find prayer to be the most potent. So pray. Then pray again. We know how this story ends. Good will win and God will triumph over evil. Stay close to God. Isn't that a beautiful message? And yet, we've got some terrible takes on what happened at this school in Nashville yesterday. I was listening to Fox News in the car, The Five, and they have one of the regulars on the show is a progressive, a young woman named Jessica Tarloff. And I know she's a young mother. I know she's very popular within the confines of Fox News. I don't want to attack Jessica Tarloff personally, but I have to share with you the left's mindset. This is how progressives think. And it's a combination of stupidity and anger and a real twisted take on common sense. I want you to hear what Jessica said on The Five in one of the most shocking responses I've ever heard to a school shooting. Listen to this.
If you're telling me that you don't think that having armed guards all over our preschools isn't robbing children of their youth, I don't know what to tell you. That is more traumatizing than any line that I have read in any book.
More traumatizing than this?
But it hasn't even been proven out that that is the solution to this. This is also a very different case. It is a private school. It's a religious school. As Katie mentioned here, we have a biological female shooter. Less than 1% of the shootings that go on in this country are women that carry them out. Want more facts on it, but if these guns, the two guns, I think one was illegal, but two gained legally, and then I hear all the time, we just need the laws that are on the books. No, the laws were not good enough. If this person could legally get those weapons, the laws are not good enough.
She's got a national platform. That's a woman with a national audience that we would rob children of their childhood if there are school resource officers in schools who are armed. Now, what poor, misguided young Jessica Tarloff doesn't seem to recognize is there are school resource officers in schools already all over America. And nobody seems to be thinking that our poor little children are being traumatized. Also on The Five, Judge Jeanine, in typical fiery fashion, said they should have just locked the damn door. Well, the video surveillance has already been released. The killer shot through the doors. There weren't any open doors. They shot through the doors with the killer shot through the door with a weapon and then walked through the broken door that she had shot out. How can a reasonably intelligent American like Jessica Tarloff feel that having protection for children against this form of evil is traumatizing? How in the world could somebody with a national platform like Fox News Channel's The Five say such a thing? Do you know how the siege ended when two heroic, brave police officers went to the shooter and took her out? Two good guys with a gun stopped the bad person with the gun, saving who knows how many more lives. Uvalde, a door was propped open. At Covenant yesterday, there wasn't a door propped open. The shooter blew the doors out. And unless you fortify every school with some kind of, you know, bulletproof glass, maybe put a moat with alligators around the school, I don't know. I got a better idea. Hire somebody who's armed and is able to protect those babies. These schools are soft targets. And you know what makes them soft targets? People who are soft in the head, who think that having an armed school resource officer on campus is traumatizing for the kid. Hey, Jessica, you better not take your child through an airport anytime soon, because you're going to put your child through hell when they see the armed guards in the airport. Don't take your kid to the bank, because there might be an armed security guard at the bank, and your poor child is going to be traumatized. My goodness. And finally, Jessica, don't try to introduce your child to an armed police officer, because that will completely destroy your child's innocence and rob your child of their youth. God forbid you take your little son or daughter, Jessica, and say, here's Officer Smith, who works on our block. He's a good guy, and he's here to help you, Johnny or Jane. Oh, that would be traumatizing, because you know what that cop's going to have on him? A gun. And progressives like Jessica Tarloff are traumatized by good people with weapons. It's sick. It is twisted. It is such a lack of common sense that it makes my head explode. Let's get your take on all of it as we welcome you in. It's Tuesday, March the 28th, 2023. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Once again, we have to experience the anguish, the evil, the heartache, the misery of a school shooting, a Christian school evidently targeted by an angry, twisted, evil monster who somehow thought it would be okay to fire bullets into the little innocent bodies of 9-year-old children. That person is now rotting in hell where they belong, and now the rest of the country has to try to pick up the pieces. Let's do our best together. 800-655-MIKE. Join us.
Watch the Mike Gallagher Roundtable exclusively on the Salem News Channel. Mike's team, Derek, Tracy, Yuri, and Eric, share their opinions on the biggest stories Mike discusses every day. Get your seat on the Mike Gallagher Roundtable at the start of every hour on the Mike Gallagher Show, only on Salem News Channel. Gallagher.
Mike, more importantly, I can't believe the audience just laughing like that. I know the news was there, he was there for a reason. That was to talk about the shooting. And they're laughing and giggling. What mindset are those audience members? What do they think this guy is just like everything?
26 before the hour, here are two big takeaways, and this is very important on a day like today where we need clear heads. And don't get distracted. There's a lot of distractions. Evil is evil. We should not obsess over, what happened in somebody's life that made them commit an act of evil like this. Evil has to be confronted, period. I mean, look at this Wall Street Journal poll that came out. Americans are abandoning our essential values that made this country what it is. Plummeting. Our nation is coming apart. And citizens are learning to hate this country. Learning to turn away from God. Learning to mock prayer. I loved what the Tennessee officials said yesterday. David Rausch is the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. He almost was apologetic at how prayerful Tennesseans are and Americans are over the shooting deaths of these innocent people.
Again, I want to echo what Chief has said in reference to the great support and the great teamwork that has been taking place here, and as well as sending our heartfelt prayers to the families, to this community of these victims. Now, I know there'll be people who want to criticize us for prayers, but that's the way we do that in the South, right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer, and so our prayers go out to these families.
You could hear his voice. You heard how emotional he got. I saw a post on Twitter showing a picture of Pastor Chad Scruggs and his daughter, Hallie, his beautiful, precious angel daughter. Hallie was brutally massacred along with two of her classmates at this Christian school. The greatest weapon we have is prayer. This is a spiritual battle. Chad and his family chose to build his community rather than terrorize it. Today, take a heartfelt moment to pray for this mourning family and for an end to demonic evil in our nation. Our hearts break for this family and our broken nation. But in times like these, I find prayer to be the most potent. So pray, then pray again. We know how this story ends. Good will win and God will triumph over evil. Stay close to God. Here's another major takeaway. This is coming out, and this is confirmed by the police chief in Nashville. There was another location that was mentioned in this killer's manifesto. A second location, but the killer had assessed that it had too much security for an attack. Boy, that's going to rock Jessica Tarlov's world, huh? And progressives like her who think kids are going to be traumatized if they have armed security on campus. According to the police chief, there was another location that was mentioned in the killer's manifesto, but because of threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to. Wake up, America! Wake up. Stop with your hand-wringing and your stupidity about kids being traumatized if they see an officer with a gun. Kids are not traumatized by a good guy or gal, an officer with a gun, whether it's police or private security. They're used to it. Don't worry. They go to the airport. They go to the banks with their mommies and daddies. They go to the mall. They see people with guns. They're not going to wither up and be in a fetal position. Wow. All right, I'm fired up today. Hearts are heavy. I commiserated this morning with my good friend Mark Davis, the 660 AM The Answer morning host in Dallas-Fort Worth. We'll get Mark's takeaway on it. Smart, prayerful guy and a dear friend of mine. And I know how much you're enjoying the M&M experience. So my chat with Mark Davis coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
How was just in the mood to do some Chris Tomlin or just something, Mike, on these days. And these days will come. They will come. And the question is, how will we react to them? And what will we do? And where will our hearts and our heads be? So I'm just glad to welcome you and just sort of offer you the talking stick and see what your thoughts are. We talked some yesterday, and I'm so grateful
for your prayerful mood today, and that's what is needed. In fact, that's what too many of us are rejecting. There was a Wall Street Journal poll that just came out yesterday, an amazing poll that shows that things like faith, religious faith, patriotism, having children, and priorities that have helped define our national character for generations, they are in dramatic decline.
Yep.
Americans are rejecting faith, patriotism. People mock prayers. That has become a punchline. You're not allowed to pray. In fact, there was a guy yesterday in Nashville who was forced to almost apologize for all the praying that was going on. And he said, that's the way we do things here in the South.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and yet it's become a pejorative. It's something that is mocked. I think that we can connect lots of dots. A Wayne State University professor was suspended with pay after he wrote on Facebook the other day that it is more admirable to kill a conservative speaker on campus than it is to just shout them down.
Great.
Stephen Shapiro, a College of Liberal Arts and Sciences professor, wrote in a Facebook post just this past Sunday that while he believes it's far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down. And he went through this whole thing about the analogy was, if you had a chance to kill Hitler, wouldn't you have?
Yes. Right.
So a conservative speaker is Adolf Hitler. So this is the rabbit hole we're down. I just would urge, I think all of us need to be thoughtful and prayerful, but also have a level head. Yesterday, Judge Jeanine, who I love, said on Fox News, because there were some erroneous reports that there was a door left open. It sounded like Uvalde all over again. It wasn't a door open. The shooter blew the doors out.
Blasted through a locked door and then climbed through it. Exactly.
I mean, the video surveillance has now been released already. It's chilling, showing the killer, the monster, shooting the glass doors out. These are soft. That's what a soft target looks like. And Jeanine Pirro said, they just need to lock the damn door.
Yeah.
Well, the door was locked. And schools know to lock doors, but schools also know that shooters can blow the glass doors out. They can blow a window out without an I saw something last night. I was actually listening in the car to Fox News, and I heard the liberal, the lefty on the 5, Jessica Tarloff, say something that made my blood run cold.
I bet I know.
She said, the image of armed guards in our elementary schools is way more traumatic for those children than anything else. And Jesse Waters was so incredulous, he said, oh, really? More traumatic than this?
Exactly.
Than being slaughtered in the classroom?
She scolded conservatives for saying, hey, aren't you folks the guys who say, hey, let's not traumatize our kids with trans radicalism and CRT and with all of this sexualization of kids? We are robbing them of a childhood. Well, I'll tell you what robs them of childhood, she said. Armed guards at every door. Well, you know what really robs them of childhood? Being shot and killed.
Sorry to interrupt. Jessica's got kids. She must never take her kids through the airport, because they must really be traumatized seeing all those armed guards in the airport. She must never go to the bank. She must never go to a mall. Are you kidding me? We go to our corners, and I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of the way we retreat to our tribal corner. The left says it's about the guns. The right says it's evil and we need more guns. Well, let me tell you what it is. It is evil, and we need armed guards our schools.
I hate that, and it's sad. I wish it were, you know, Pleasantville 1923 or whatever you want to do, where none of this was necessary and things like this just didn't happen. I wish that, but you can't live in the world that you wish were true. You have to live in the world that actually exists. And of course, it's sad and unfortunate that arming up at our schools is a good idea. But that doesn't erase the fact that it is a good idea and, in fact, a necessary idea.
I would argue it's the only way. Yeah. If we can stipulate that the doors were locked at this Christian school, okay, you can lock the doors all day long. If somebody's got a weapon, and surely people on the left understand that banning a certain type of gun isn't going to prevent bad people from getting certain types of guns. Well, it doesn't make any sense, Mark.
One of two things is true. When you have someone saying that, because everyone was saying it yesterday, the people who say, hey, what we need is more gun control, what we need is an assault weapons ban, which is a meaningless term. When the people say that, they are either dumb as a mud fence, or they just sincerely don't know. They're either dumb as a mud fence and just sincerely don't know any better, or they absolutely know better and are simply treacherously trying to disarm the public. So you get to pick one.
I don't like the name call, but frankly, if you think that kids are going to be traumatized by having armed police officers or security guards in a school, you're dumb as a mud fence. Yeah. I'm sorry. Jessica Tarloff, I don't know her. I know folks who know her at Fox. They love her.
She's like
nice.
A nice lady.
She's probably a lovely lady, but I don't think she's evil. I don't think she's mean. I think she's dumb as a mud fence. I'm sorry. I mean, she doesn't complain about guards anywhere else. Is she afraid of police officers? Does she want her little child to meet the friendly neighborhood cop who, oh, by the way, has a gun strapped to his or her waist? Yeah. They're not kids aren't traumatized by good guys with guns.
No,
but this is the way they think, Mark. The left thinks this way. They are so delusional. They are so misguided. They're so terrified by the inanimate object of a gun. And, you know, gosh, you can go back 100 years to Wayne LaPierre. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And incidentally, that's what happened yesterday in Nashville. The bad guy with the gun got killed by the good guys with the guns. That's what happened yesterday. You know how many more lives would have been taken? And let me, final note on this, and I want to talk about politics too for a moment, because I get into it yesterday with a caller from Arizona, Mac from Goodyear, Arizona, who never going to listen to me again. I'm a shill for Donald Trump, and I want to get to that in just a moment. But I think that the manifesto from this killer matters. I think we ought to look at motive. I don't want to mention the killer's name, I could care less. Evil is evil. There are straight people, gay people, trans people who are evil to the core. They're rotten. They're miserable. And I think we can twist ourselves into a pretzel focusing on a motive. Everything I've read so far, including the final text messages from the killer didn't want to live anymore. The killer was despondent. The killer said, I want to die. I don't want to live anymore. You're going to see me in the news. You're going to read about me. The manifesto supposedly contains a list of grievances against the school and the fact that she had to go to the school. She didn't want to go to the school. Evil is evil. My eyes glaze over when I start to worry about, did the person wet the bed when they were 9? Was their daddy mean to them? Where did they come from? What was their background? This was a targeted attack on a Christian school. Full stop. And let me break it to you. If this had been a Muslim school, a Jewish school, an African-American school, the media would be in a complete feeding frenzy, a thousand times more. But when it's a bunch of little Christian kids and these beautiful adults who were shepherding these children, that's not really a hate crime. That's not really quite that big a deal now, is it?
And it's terrible. Before you pivot into what we definitely want to have time for, is the names that we do want to remember are those, of course, who were lost yesterday. But let us also remember Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo. They heard gunfire. They ran toward it. They did not twiddle their thumbs. They didn't hover over their phones. They didn't wonder who was in charge. I am sorry for the Uvalde references. I'm so sorry. But this is how you do it. May God bless those first responders.
Heroes. And then may everybody have a good guy with a gun in the vicinity when a bad guy shows up. I don't care if you're at the mall. I don't care if you're at a shopping center. I don't care if you're in a classroom. May God bless that area with a good guy with a gun to protect the innocent lives who are going to be shattered by these monsters who are among us. And we have monsters among us. Now, let me share with you. I'm getting a lot of flack because I mixed it up pretty good with good old Mac from Goodyear. A little backstory. Mac from Goodyear is what we call calling the business a chronic. He's called the show a gazillion times. He wants to be on the air, and that's fine. But his beef with me was he's never going to listen again because I'm a complete and total shill for Donald Trump. Hmm. Now, here's what's happening. And I went back and listened to the call.
Yes.
And the exchange, because I called him back because I cut him short. And I hate to be disrespectful. He's a blowhard, wants to be on the air. And I've got a special phone that doesn't ring when people call it because I used to work in the government and I protected Trump. And I don't know what the guy's whole story was. But his point, he's a DeSantis supporter. And I get it. He's turned against Trump. He wanted to argue with me about institutions like Fox News that are turning away from Trump. Now, despite Hannity's one-on-one with Trump last night, do you know Fox didn't carry 1 second of Trump's first major campaign rally in Waco, Texas? They didn't carry a second of it. That's an editorial decision.
It sure is.
They're making a choice. Now, listen, they have a right to make a choice. It's their network. But don't pretend it's not happening. And he wants to, they covered it. They talked about it all weekend.
Saturday. It was on a Saturday.
You want to see Arthel Neville instead for 2 hours? Give me a break. They could have carried the speech, and they chose not to carry the speech. They wanted to go with Arthel. Here's what's happening. The people that were mad at me for mixing it up with Mac, it's real simple. If you're a DeSantis supporter, you think I'm a Trump shill. Guess what? I'm getting it from Trump supporters who think I'm a DeSantis shill.
Which proves you're doing it exactly right. If everybody's upset with you, you probably must be even-handed.
I guess so, because I'm going to let the people decide, and I'm with you. I let the game come to me, and the voters get to... But see, when Fox chooses not to carry the Waco rally, they're trying to influence the primary. They don't want people to vote for Donald Trump. They don't want to see him. They don't want people to see him. And that's what infuriates me, and that's why I was so disgusted with the argument, they covered it. They didn't cover it. They're making a decision not to give him airtime. Don't you get it? And it's because they're all in, presumably. I mean, for DeSantis, last night, Laura Ingraham, they're going off on Trump for being too critical of DeSantis. He's turning people off. And listen, I get it. I don't like it either. I don't like these two guys going at each other.
It is unfortunate. In the chat with Hannity, he portrays DeSantis as having come to him tearfully begging for his endorsement, and which may or may not have happened, whatever. But I was talking to somebody just yesterday. I said that Trump has to know that his best play here is gracious yet firm engagement, in which he says, yeah, that DeSantis guy, good Florida governor, good for him, but I was president, I've done this, I'm the better choice. Doesn't that just sound more grown up? Doesn't that sound more? I'm basically asking Mike Tyson to be James Earl Jones, however. It's not going to happen. He's not going to change his spots, Mark.
He's not going to change his. He is who he is. He's a brawler, and he's going to roll his sleeves up, and he's going to take everybody out that gets in his way. And incidentally, ask Ted Cruz. After he does that, he may just kiss and make up and start playing golf with
him. I'm sure they will. But it's not 2016. I had the same conversation with somebody else yesterday. It's not 2015. Or 2016, where Trump strafed an entire busy field of 15 other rivals. This is one-on-one. This is mano a mano with one other guy who shares a lot of the very same appeal that Trump has, and I think it's going to call for a somewhat different strategy.
Well, we shall see. A busy day, and keep those prayers coming, because let's not apologize for the prayerful mood we're all in. We're praying for Nashville. We're praying for those families. I know there's a North Texas connection with Pastor Scruggs and that beautiful little baby who is now, as you said, in the arms of the Lord. It is an awful, awful day. We got to be clear-headed. Let's lean into our faith, not away from it, my friend.
We will be there for you, Mike, and you'll be there for us with a very, very important show we know. Mike Gallagher at 10, as soon as we're done, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.